This thing comes charging at me, and I pepper spray it. I hit it perfectly, and I think that's probably the best non-lethal way. This dog is still just perfectly fine, and so am I. So I continue on my ride. Farther down, this pit bull. So right here, I'm passing that same house. There's about 10 dogs at this house, so I already sprayed the leader. It wasn't a pit bull. This is a pit bull. And so watch this. I spray, and this dog just about falls over trying to dodge that spray. It's not a leader. It's number two. And by training this dog like that, all it had to do is see that spray and then smell that spray. It already smelled the spray on the other dog that went back to those other 10 dogs. All right, here we have two aggressive dogs rushing a big one and a small one. And so my real leg on the left side, the small one's going to try to bite my leg. I sprayed him to keep that from happening. It looks like the big one's going to try to bite me too, but he's behind me. So I just spray. I can't take that risk. And together, I pull out the pepper spray and I spray. Now he ducked down. It did get in his eyes a little bit, but mainly on his coat, painted his coat orange a little bit, but it worked. That's the main thing. It worked, and I reacted quickly enough to defend myself against a pit bull. Rushing in for a bite, and I pepper spray him. I was almost out of spray, and the wind was blowing against me, so I wasn't sure, but now I can see in slow motion, I actually got him really well. This is going to teach him a lesson, so he's going to walk up the hill, roll around, feel uncomfortable, but he's going to remember that feeling, and he's probably going to